you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 11. And this morning I want to talk to you about our God of comfort, our God of comfort. I hope you realize that God does want to comfort us, that whatever we go through in life, circumstances that we find ourselves in, God does want to comfort us and is available to comfort us. And that was something that God laid in my heart this week to speak on. And so that's what I'd like to share. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 11. You'll see the scriptures there behind me. You can go in your Bibles or you can get the Bible app. YouVersion is a great Bible app. I think over a billion people have downloaded that app. And it's a free app that has all the various translations of the Bible are all in there. It has devotionals and encouragements in there. It's a great little Bible app to encourage you. So 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 11, it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We'll be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed, overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought that we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead. And he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us. And you are helping us by praying for us. Then many people will give thanks because God has graciously answered so many prayers for our safety." Father, I thank you for your word this morning. And I thank you, Lord, that you desire to comfort us in all of our situations and all of our circumstances. And so, Lord, I would pray that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be present here today. And be present, Lord, for those who are watching, Lord, online. And that, Lord, that you would touch each person that is needing some comfort from you today. I pray that, Lord, that today will not go by without them sensing and feeling the comfort of Almighty God. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning I want to remind you of our God of comfort, a God who loves us, cares about us, and wants to comfort us in our times of need. And we need to understand and know that God does want to be part of our life all the time. He wants to be a part of our lives in every area. Sometimes we just have God, kind of in little boxes where we want him, while God's trying to tell us, "I want to be a part of your life in every area of that life," because he wants to bring us a comfort, not just for today or for your circumstance, but that you might live in the comfort that God has for you every day. He is the God of all comfort, the originator, the perfecter of comfort. He can comfort in ways that no one else can, and he wants us to look to him when we are in need of comfort. He's saying to us, I believe this morning, "I am here, and I'm willing to comfort you in the best possible way." And I hope that you realize that, yes, God can do that. He can comfort you, even in ways that you think are impossible or that it won't happen. And so I really believe that he is saying here today and wants us to know today that he is here. He sees you, he knows you, and he desires to touch you, to comfort you, and help you through those things where you're hurting or struggling, or wherever you're needing comfort today. He's wanting us to know that he is here. Now, unfortunately, not everybody looks to God for comfort. And even as Christians, sometimes, We don't look to God for comfort. We look to other areas or other things that we can do, and we can talk about all those other things that we can do to find comfort. Some are good, some are not so good. We need to remember, though, we have a God that's telling us, listen, I am a God of all comfort. You don't have to look to all these other things that this world offers to find that comfort when I can give you all that you need by the comfort that I can bring in your life. And so whether we're going through something that maybe is small or whether we're going through something that's very, very large, God can still comfort us through those times. See, he is the ultimate source of comfort. No matter what we're going through, he's the God of all comfort. There is none like him. The comfort that he offers is supreme over all other forms of comfort. He has everything that we need that we can experience complete and satisfying comfort. Now, that word comfort refers to things that contribute to physical ease, peace, well-being. It's an alleviation of a person's feelings of grief or distress or torment. And it does carry the idea of freedom from pain or constraint. And you know, what the scriptures is really telling us is here is that God is the expert of comfort. God is the doctor of doctors. God is the therapist of therapists, the God above all others. And he's able to comfort us in bringing peace in our lives in every area, in every situation that we would find ourselves in. He's the God that's able to comfort us best. And he wants us to feel free that we can come to him at any time, no matter what we are going through. The Bible gives us invitations such as, come unto me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's wanting us to come to him. He's wanting us to call out to him. And so sometimes people get to that thought or feeling that, oh, God wouldn't listen to me. You don't know what I've done, and all those kinds of statements. Listen, we know what the Bible says. He's saying, come. Come to me. I'm wanting you to come to me. And he wants to give us that comfort and strength that we need. And so this morning, that's what I really want to remind you of as we go into the Word of God here this morning, that we serve a God who wants to comfort us in every way, in every possible way. And as you look at the scriptures, there's a few things that to me, as I was reading it, that stand out to me, especially where God wants to bring comfort to all of us, and not just to us as Christians, but to anyone that wants to serve the Lord or wants to serve God. And first area where God wants to be our God of comfort is in our times of mercy. And when we talk about that, it's talking about in times when we feel we don't deserve God paying attention to us. You know, sometimes we think that, well, God's not going to listen to me because I've done this or I've done that or I've done something foolish or I haven't been living for God, I haven't been doing what I should be doing. And sometimes we kind of convince ourselves that if we would pray to God and ask God to comfort us, that he wouldn't do it because, you know, we haven't been in that right place. Well, that's why he says he's a God of mercy. He's a God of mercy. He extends mercy towards us. You know, in such times, we need to remind ourselves that, you know, we serve a merciful God. Yes, we mess up at times. Yes, we do not deserve God to be merciful to us or to answer our prayers, but that's who he is. He is a God of mercy. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. I'm glad that he's our merciful heavenly Father. He treats us better than what we deserve. He treats us like family, and he's merciful towards us. So don't ever get to that place where you would think that, oh, God's not going to listen to me. God's not going to help me because, and we come up with all these kinds of reasons. He's our merciful Father. He will listen to us. We are family to him, and he will treat us as family and be merciful towards us. You know, most of us, as we think of that word mercy, we think of undeserved favor. which it is. But I kind of like some of the other dictionary descriptions of mercy as well. One describes that mercy is the compassionate treatment of someone who is in power over another. Mercy involves forgiveness, leniency, and the withholding of deserved judgment. You know, sometimes, if we're honest, like, we don't deserve mercy. We deserve judgment. But God is saying, I'm a merciful Father. I'm going to withhold that judgment as you cry out to me. So I think that's kind of a good description of what God does for us, even when we mess up, even when we're the cause of our own problems. And sometimes, you know, that's the truth, that our problems are because of our own reactions or what we have done or said or do. But coming to our God, He is ready to treat us with compassion, forgiveness, leniency, and withholding of judgment that we deserve. That's our merciful and gracious Father. That's who He is. That's why He can extend comfort to you and I, no matter who we are, no matter if we've been a Christian all of our life or whether we're not even a Christian today. We've never opened up our hearts to God. Maybe today is your first day where you're crying out to God. You're wondering. Maybe you're online and you kind of came across that and you've been kind of thinking, like, maybe God's the answer to what I'm going through. And God's message back to you is, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the answer to your grief and to your discouragement today. And so that's a great thing that our God is like that. So we shouldn't be afraid of God. We shouldn't be, you know, trying to avoid God. Even when we sin or we get ourselves in trouble or find ourselves in a mess or something we've done or that we've done, or maybe we're just facing a crisis that came against us, we need to remember we serve a merciful and gracious Heavenly Father that wants to bring comfort into our lives. Psalm 103:8 talks of Him. It says, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love. That's our God. He loves us. He cares about us. He's merciful to us. He will extend the mercy that we need. When we're in need of mercy or compassion, whatever we need, He will grant that to us. Whether we need forgiveness, whether we need a withholding of judgment against us, He needs to be our first person that we cry out to. God, I need your help today. God, I need you to come into my life. I'm in a situation, I'm in a circumstance. Lord, I know I don't deserve any of this, but your word tells me that you're a merciful God. You're a merciful God and a God that will indeed comfort us. That's who He is. That's what He wants to do in our lives. He doesn't want to come in and condemn us, but rather He wants to comfort us, forgive us, lead us into those pastures that are green and plush and bring us into peace. And so if you're here today and you're stressed, there's heartache, maybe there's some things that you've done in your life where you feel ashamed, maybe you're feeling guilty, maybe you're disappointed in yourself, or maybe you're disappointed in others, or maybe you're struggling with feelings of undeserving, of being undeserving. You need to remember something. God is merciful. He's hearing you. He's listening to you, and He wants to comfort you today. Secondly, God wants to be our God of comfort in troubling and difficult times. 2 Corinthians 1, 4, and 6, it says, He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we'll be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Even when we're weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. You know, trouble can come in many forms. The dictionary describes trouble as a source of difficulty, a distressing event, a mental or emotional disturbance, or a physical ailment. So troubling times, they're not welcome in our lives, but they do come from time to time. And sometimes they can come with such severity that a person can reach that place where they feel no hope and they don't know where to look, where to turn to, what to do.
And that's not a good place to be. But yet God's reminding us today that you can turn to me. In your trouble that you are experiencing, you can turn to me. And I will bring you comfort. I will bring you strength, even in the midst of your most troubling times. I like Psalm 46:1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. I always remember the King James version because most memory stuff seems to be King James. But he's an ever-present help in times of trouble. He's always there. He wants to be always there for you. We just need to call out to him. We just need to ask him. He is always ready to help us in troubling times. He's an ever-present help, even in times of desperation, even in times of hardship. He is there and ready to help. May I encourage you, if you are going through a difficult time, to read the book of Psalms. Just an excellent book. I love to read the book of Psalms. I usually try to read a couple times a year. But it's an excellent book to read because it gives many incidents where God comforted people in their troubles. So much so that you'll see in the book of Psalms that it was a normal practice for people to look to the Lord in times of trouble. Psalm 34:6 says, in my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. I love that word all. It's in there quite a bit. He's a God of all comfort. He's also the God that can save us from all troubles. So God can help us in our troubles. He's open to those prayers of desperation. When the trouble is so great that we feel that I don't know if anything can be done. We even doubt if God can do anything. But others, remember, our God is a God of the impossible. Nothing is too hard for him to do. Nothing is too difficult for him to do. So we serve a God who will comfort us even in our troubles. And then thirdly, our God wants to be our God of comfort in times of suffering. That's another area where we can find it very hard to cope and endure, but God is sensitive to all the areas where we may be suffering. 2 Corinthians 1:5-7 says, for the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. And it goes on to say, we are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. Now, suffering can include a lot of areas. It can be physical suffering, sickness, disease, and those kinds of things. It can be a financial suffering, where all of a sudden we don't have a job or we're in need of funds. It can be spiritual suffering, going through things spiritually, emotional suffering that can be happening. There can be an abuse that people have experienced, torment, persecution, just to name a few of those things. Dictionary describes suffering as a state of undergoing pain. So anything that is causing pain, distress, or hardship. And it's an experience where someone is subject to something that is difficult and something that is very unpleasant. And again, this can be from anything of mild suffering to something where it's very serious suffering that a person is going through. But again, the Bible is reminding us that when you're going through times of suffering, he's telling, I'm here. I want to help you with that. I want to be with you. I want to see you through this. I want to minister to you and touch you. The writer of the book of Hebrews, he spoke to about the fact of how Jesus himself can help us in such times. Hebrews 2:18 says, since Jesus himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. In other words, God understands what we're going through. God understands the suffering, the pain, the torment, all those things that we go through. He understands because he went through it himself through Jesus Christ. Again, come to the book of James, and it reminds us again that even as a body of Christ, there will be times when you will experience suffering. And it tells us here in James 5:13, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Look to the Lord. Seek God. Look to him for an answer. Look for him to intervene in your life. And so if you're suffering in any way, God is wanting you to look to him for help because he knows what suffering is. The Bible says that Jesus, even as he stood on that cross for us and bore our sins on that cross, by his stripes we are healed, all those kinds of things. He knows what it is to suffer far more than any of us do, really. But he's telling us today, I am the God that wants to comfort you in your times of suffering. Then fourthly, our God wants to be our God of comfort in times when we're being overwhelmed, when things are really difficult, hard, when we're an emotional wreck, when we're depressed and discouraged and maybe even be bordering on suicidal thoughts. 2 Corinthians 1:8 says, we think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed, overwhelmed, beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. Maybe that describes you this morning. Maybe that's where what you're saying, that, you know what, Pastor, if you only knew, today I just feel crushed. I'm overwhelmed above the ability for me to even endure. And I'm really thinking that I don't know if I can live through this, if this keeps going on. And so when we get to that state of being overwhelmed, God is saying once again, I am here. I want to help you. I want to bring you comfort. And so when things really get tough and feelings of hopelessness and depression and our emotions are actually crushed and our ability to function seems to be gone, God says, I want to help you. I want to comfort you. The dictionary describes overwhelmed as being overcome by a heavy amount of stress, emotions, or responsibility to the point of feeling unable to cope and actually to believe the place that there is no hope. So those are serious and difficult times that people do experience. And God, again, is wanting to tell us something, that I'm the one that you need to seek in this time. I'm the one that you need to look to because I am the God of all comfort. The Psalms, as I said, they're an excellent portions of Scripture to read when we're feeling like that. Psalm 25, 16 to 18 says this, says, turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain. See my trouble. Forgive all my sins. The psalmist was crying out because he knew that God would hear him. God would respond to him. God is the right person that we need to look to when we're in need of comfort, especially when we get to that place where we're feeling overwhelmed. I also like Psalm 124, first five verses. It says, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Let all Israel repeat, what if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us? They would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. And again, maybe Eric's kind of saying, yeah, that's pretty much describing me today. That's where I'm at. I'm feeling those things are going to engulf me. They're going to overwhelm me. But God. But God. But God. If the Lord had not been on our side. See, he's going to help us through those times. He's going to bring you through those times. Had the Lord not been on our side, all of us probably would have been completely fallen, this whole area of being overwhelmed. But the Lord is with you. The Lord is beside you. The Lord is wanting to help you. The Lord is wanting to comfort you. And especially in those times when you're really feeling overwhelmed. And then lastly for today, our God is a God of comfort in times of death and grief and loss. 2 Corinthians 1:9. In fact, we expected to die. I don't know how many people have gotten to that place where maybe you got a prognosis that you only got so much more time to live. I've been talking to some people like that of late. But it says, goes on to say, But we stop relying on ourselves and we learn to rely only on God, who can even raise the dead. You know, there should be a difference when it comes to grief as we realize that our loved ones are going to be with Jesus. But yet death can be a scary thing. And especially when you're facing danger or sickness or persecution that can lead to death. And if you have a person that, you know, is a loved one that you're really close to, death is a real hard experience to deal with. But again, God says, I want to be your comfort. I want to be your comfort. I do a number of funerals, and sometimes they do a number of funerals where they're not Christian people. And I usually go to the part and tell them that there's a comfort that you're missing. You're looking at a lot of other things, but there's a God who is present that wants to help you, and it wants to comfort you over the grief, over the loss of that loved one, or even for yourself. If you've happened to have a prognosis has been mentioned over you that you only have so much more time to live because of sickness or disease. It's not a good feeling to know that you're dying. But again, God's saying, I want to comfort you through that. I want to help you through that. There's a beautiful psalm. Again, the psalms are so beautiful to help us in times like this, in dark times. Psalm 23, the shepherd's song, verse 4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod, your staff protect and comforts me. See, again, God is promising to be with us, to comfort us, even in our darkest valleys, even in the valley of death, even in times of danger, even in the times of sickness, even in the death of a loved one, or death itself for us. Grief, fear, sickness, death, you know, they can be very powerful emotional roller coasters. But God, again, he's reaching out to you and saying, I want to help you through that. I don't want you to go through that alone. Come to me. Psalm 31, 9 and 10, the psalm says, have mercy on me, Lord, for I'm in distress. Tears blur my eyes. My body and soul are withering away. I'm dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength. I'm wasting away from within. I think that's a pretty good description of what grief can do, what troubles can do, what a lot of things in life can do to us when we really get to that place where it seems that nothing's good is happening in our lives anymore. Those can be terrible times. But again, God is saying, I want to help you. I am here for you. I want to be with you through that time. Psalm 30, another one, 10 to 11 says, hear me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Help me, Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. Now, as you read that passage of Scripture, and if you're going through a time of grief or a time of trouble, you might say, that's impossible. That could never, ever happen the way I'm feeling right now. But God. See, God can turn things that, you know, would take us down a very terrible road and turn things around where instead of sadness and sickness and unhappiness, he can bring us to a place of joy. He can clothe us with new clothes, a new clothes of joy. And you know, I realize that, you know, sometimes we think, I don't think that can happen, God. The situation I'm going through, I don't think you can help me. And he's responding back to us that I am the God who is famous for turning situations around. I am the God who rescues those that need rescue. I am the God that nothing is impossible or too hard for me to do. I am the God that can put on you new clothes of joy and happiness. That even in the midst of your sorrow, even in the midst of your pain, I can come and turn that completely around. And that's what God is wanting us to know today. He wants to be our God of comfort. even if we're fearing death. Even if someone has come or you've gone to the doctor and you've gotten a report that's not good. God is saying, I want to comfort you. I want to help you. Or maybe you lost a loved one. You know, in our community, man, you look, there's just constantly people passing away. Young people passing away constantly. God is saying, I want to come bring you comfort. I want to help you through that. Now, as we read all these benefits of our God of comfort, as this discussion kind of comes to a conclusion here in verses 9 to 11, and I just want to read verse 9 of that. It says, in fact, we were expected to die. But as a result, listen what they did. We stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God. And see, often we resort to ourselves. We resort to our own abilities to handle stress and handle the things of life, the things that are coming against us out there in life. A lot of times we want to do it ourselves. I can do it. I can get out of this mess. And sometimes we do. More often than not, we usually make the situation a whole lot worse. And God, again, is saying, time for you to turn to me. It's time for you to start looking to me. It's time for you to stop looking to yourself. You're not the answer to all your problems. He is. He is. He is. You know, the Bible tells us, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Look to him. Look to him. He's inviting us to look to him for the comfort that we're needing at this time. But there's a few other things that are mentioned here as well. There's a confidence that is mentioned here in the scripture by Paul, that we can have a confidence in our God that he will do what he says he will do. God is a God who keeps his promises. And if God promises that he'll be there, he will be there for you and for I. It also goes on to talk about that he's a God of rescue. He's a deliverer. He likes to do that. He likes to come in when there's no possibility of a breakthrough, and then he just swoops in and rescues us. That's what he likes to do. He rescues us from trouble. He's our rescuer. And then lastly, it kind of talks about here as it concludes, the help of other believers, people who pray, power of prayer of other Christians. I was sharing with our group that meets on Wednesday night here in the church, and how that I told him, he says, you know, I trust you guys because I know if I have a need, you're going to be praying for me. And there's a lot of people in this church that if they know you have a certain need, they will pray for you. I know we often, you know, again, we like to, I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want anybody to know. And so we just continue to suffer all by ourselves because we don't want to tell nobody. You know, it's a great thing to go to a brother and sister in Christ and say, you know what, I'm going through something. I'm struggling. I could really use your prayers, not your gossip, but your prayers, and pray for one another. We need to do that. There's power in prayer. There's power as people come together and pray. There's a lot of people in this church that are prayer warriors. I remember when I was going through some situations and circumstances and facing some battles, and the thought came to me, I know there's going to be people praying for me. But then God gave me a vision. And God gave me a vision of people right here in this church that were praying for me. Very visual. And some of them, I started off with, yeah, I know that person would be praying. Yeah, I know that one, God. Yes, I know that person would be praying for me. But then God started showing me pictures of people that he didn't think would be praying for me, but they were. And friends, we got a lot of great people right here that can pray with you and believe with you, can encourage you and strengthen you. We got a lot of great people.